Yeah, I mean, great memories. I mean, I think if you don't get up for these games as a player, then you probably should be doing something else. I mean, these games are always fun. You got to keep it in perspective, obviously, because the season is long and it is a marathon. But there's a lot of bragging rights for these games. They're always a lot of fun. All the fans on both sides, both Mets and the Yankees, enjoy these games. And yeah, I mean, I think it's always fun and always very exciting.
The onset of interleague play, what was the initial reaction when you guys realized, all right, we're going to get a chance to play the Yankees each and every year?
Yeah, I mean, my situation a little different because it started when I was with the Dodgers. But when I got traded here in 98, you know, we played the Yankees at Shea, and then we knew as a team and as players collectively that it was something special. And because I think for years we would only see stadiums like Yankee Stadium if you were so blessed to make the World Series. So to be able to play in Yankee Stadium in a regular season game and not have to go through the trials of a playoff situation is exciting. And for me, I really enjoyed those games. I got up for them, and I thought they were really a place to kind of showcase if you could play well.
In an era of free agency, guys bop around. They don't necessarily familiarize themselves with the city. So for some of the guys that are here for the first time, in your mind, what does the Subway Series mean?
Well, I think now that both teams are playing well, obviously on the initial is just bragging rights. And I think there is a lot of city pride. I mean, it does make a difference. And I think as a player, as I've said, there's just certain sort of interleague games that have a special significance, and this is one of them. And as I've said before, once you see the energy in the stadium, I don't see how you can't get up for these games. So as a player, you're always, during the marathon of a season, sometimes you need certain things to kind of initiate emotion or get you through the trials and the ups and downs of a season. So something like this can really sort of jumpstart, hopefully, a positive streak.
Well, you mentioned that the team is playing well right now, and London seemed to turn things around. You were out there, you saw it. What have you seen from this club over the last couple of weeks?
I think resiliency and team, sort of a team zen, which I mean, you know, energy, guys that know that the traditional, when a big horse goes down, you know, people have to step in and really do the job. And I think it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for guys that don't necessarily get a lot of chance to play to really make a name for themselves. So that's the way I would look at it. And for the stars, it's obviously important as well to shine. But ultimately, look, as I've said before, if you are able to put aside you know, the injury factor, and you're able to sort of realize that the job has to get done, and guys are able to collectively step up and try to help the ball club, you can achieve great things. And that's what you're looking to do. But we all know it's difficult, and there's still a lot of summer ahead of us, so we'll see where things end up in September.
Well, Mike, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the Subway Series.
I will. Thank you.